Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
What does it take to become a NASCAR legend? Generations of victory.
One of the great masters of the sport.
Motor oil in your veins. Does it take irrational confidence?
Tony Stewart wins.
A little bit of last lap magic. What about fandom that runs in the family? A track where every mile becomes a memory. Or maybe it's simply knowing that new legacies are built one lap at a time. NASCAR Legends, presented by Geico at Talladega, Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox.
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new zero sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like fruit punch and lemon lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today.
This is State of Emergency.
Let's go get them, Josh.
What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rianne Fran giving you that Friday energy on a Wednesday, middle of the week. Hopefully everyone is having a great start to your week, and maybe the middle of the week is even better. Francesca, how are you doing?
Feeling great.
That's amazing.
Great. Woke up.
With a capital G?
Yeah, I'm trying to wake up, and when I wake up in the morning, get up. You know?
Yes.
Not just kind of like
Dilly dally,
but like have something to do.
I feel ya.
Which I did today. So I feel good. And it was not a big thing. It was literally just organizing my plant thing in my apartment.
But
it was just like I had a task and the task was completed.
That's great.
Yeah. I have one of those it's not even just for herbs. You can do other things, put other things in it. Little click and grow. Normally we put basil in it, but I've had it sitting with new stuff ready to go and I haven't done it in months. Just been sitting on the kitchen counter. And I was like, I'm going to do it tomorrow morning. That was when I went to bed last night. And when I did it this morning, I felt good about it. I'm going to have some nice thyme, dill.
That's beautiful.
A red hot chili pepper.
That's glorious. Yeah. Proud of you.
Right here in my little New York City apartment.
Oh. You know, I was actually having this conversation about waking up in the morning and like just getting up. And then the first thing you're doing is going to work, right? Like the first thing is just recording the podcast. And I was like, you know what, that's not great because your brain isn't fully turned on yet. So
we don't do that much also.
No, but it's like doing something to get your mind working before going to work. I think is a good, you know what I mean?
Just like whatever, crossword puzzle,
just anything. Whether it's working out, anything to get your mind working before you like work, if that makes sense. And people are probably laughing because our work is just talking.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to turn your brain on.
Sometimes.
Because on Monday, I was thinking back on Monday.
Nobody wants to work anymore.
No. I was just thinking back on Monday when my brain was just like not fully functioning. I realized
you didn't go to the bathroom.
I didn't go to the bathroom. And as soon as I went home, I went to the bathroom.
And
I felt free again. I realized I only put one eyebrow on.
Yeah, would never have noticed.
No, but it's like, one of those days where you're like, I only had one eyebrow on. How does that happen? Then, you know.
I did that. On Sunday. I put on like a very light amount of makeup just to like look alive after looking like a corpse in the morning. And I was going to Gia's and I walked all the way there. Probably like second quarter-ish. I open my phone and I look at my face. And I just didn't, like, I put cream bronzer on the sides of my nose. I just didn't blend it in.
Oh,
didn't blend
the
it
best.
In. So I looked at I literally opened Snapchat and was like, and there was like 10 people in the apartment. I was like, nobody wanted to tell me I didn't blend out my bronzer on my nose. Like, they were like, oh, wasn't that no? They're like, oh, I see it now. It was like, I just totally did just like two brown lines down the side of my nose.
It's like Frecklegate. That's what happens.
It's like, oh, shit. Whoops.
So I'm really excited about something, and I haven't talked about it yet.
Okay.
But I'm going to talk about it now. So I'm going to London in April.
Yes.
Which is huge news.
Yes.
And that was Marty's Christmas present to me. And I'm really excited about it. Have you guys done a deep dive into all of the different McDonald's menus in different countries?
No. But I know that they are all very different. And I know that I've heard that they say France is very good.
Royale with cheese.
It's actually insane. Like, I did a deep dive. So much so that I put in the address of the hotel I'm staying at into my Uber Eats to get a glimpse of the menu before I'm there. Because
you can't
go
to Europe and just eat
McDonald's.
You
can't find the set menus online if you search. So last night, I was typing in all different countries to look at the menus of different McDonald's in different countries.
What stood out for you?
Japan,
when you go to the UK?
Japan has really good ones, has really cool ones. London, they got they're more fancy desserts. They got like a tiramisu type of
interesting
McFlurry.
And chips.
You know, they got like interesting things going on. They got mozzarella sticks.
Oh,
really? I don't remember that.
It changes all the time. But my question is,
I think France. Are you going to go? I thought
yes.
Maybe, so when you go to Paris too, I think you should check it out because I've heard and now that I'm thinking about it, I think that's because of Emily in Paris.
Yes, they have
which
their
is
like
really
baguette
unfortunate
thing.
That I thought that I was saying that because of a real person, but that was literally a plot point in the show of this last season. So
it was.
Anyway, probably still good.
So if anybody has any London recommendations for me, I'm open, but I'm getting there late the first day.
And
so
you already know that's going to be your
the first meal.
Things do close late, earlier there.
I'm getting there at like 8 o'clock. So I feel like the first thing, I mean, like
she's at a pub.
I'm not going to get like, you know, got to get settled in to the
hotel.
Well,
if you want to just be in the hotel,
you know, you got to get settled in. So like, where am I going to go that late?
Wait, do you know where you're staying?
McDonald's. Yes, but I don't want to reveal.
Yeah, no, that's smart.
You
think
people find you in London?
No, that's just like,
just safety reasons.
Just like area. Like, not like the exact hotel, just the area you're in.
I don't look at me. I've never been. I don't know where anything is by
the palace.
Oh, by Buckingham Palace or by Kensington Palace?
I think Kensington.
That's where, yeah, because I remember I told
when
I asked you.
It's got to be, I think, over there.
That's a great area.
But Kensington and Buckingham, they're not
I'm
too
sure
far.
It is. No,
they're good distance. 42-minute walk.
Okay,
now that is a distance.
So it's probably a close
tube ride.
Yes,
that is a distance.
You're gonna love
the
tube.
I'm just very excited in general. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know it's been my dream to get to London recently.
Yeah.
I've had tons of dreams about London. Pleasantly surprised with a little trip to London.
Can you go to the Harry Potter studios for me?
I was going to.
I can't believe I'm going to be the last one of this group to have gone.
I
think you should go. I heard it's very cool.
So did you know, apparently this was something in Emily in Paris, that you can eat in the Eiffel Tower?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a restaurant.
And so I'm going to go there.
That sounds lovely. It's probably very touristy.
It probably is.
But
that's okay.
You get the experience.
You get to eat in the Eiffel Tower.
I wonder how like reservations work with that.
I've already looked into it. You can only book it up to 90 days in advance, so I can't book mine yet.
I also feel like
they're open. Like it's actually not that hard to get a reservation. I've looked.
No, I know. I'm just saying the line to get into the Eiffel Tower in general is like so hard. But I guess maybe if you have reservations,
I think that would be different. But once again,
I'm just very excited.
However, I do feel like we know enough people that have been in Paris recently that you could also ask if you wanted recommendations and whatnot. Those are two places that I'm also dying to go to. I'm super jealous. You're gonna have
so excited,
awesome time.
But the McDonald's is really standing out to me because I'm just confused why they can't add those items here. You know what I mean? Like the cool items. And I saw in Japan they have these mini hot. You know we have hot cakes here, but they have. They're mini pancakes, but they're mini pancakes and a little thing, and they have a butter and syrup packet together that you squeeze out at the same time. So innovative. Why is that not happening here? Waffle potato, hash browns. Why do we not have that here? Like,
just so everybody can have their own unique thing.
Right, but like,
this country used to be something.
Let's start implementing a little bit of these fun...
They
products.
They have stricter food laws,
menu.
too. than us. That's why people say like them, it tastes different or like, it's not as bad because they have much stricter food
laws.
It doesn't
taste as good.
I'm excited.
I've heard the opposite.
Really?
Yeah. I've heard the opposite.
Well, I'll do a full review when I get there, guys. Don't you worry.
Depending on what item it is.
I'm going to break down. I'm going to buy the entire. I'm not kidding. I'm going to buy the entire menu and I'm going to review each one.
Jesus.
Not the entire menu. If there's something on there I've had in America, no.
No, yeah.
That'll be more expensive in London just with the exchange rate.
Yeah, so.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
I gotta figure that out. The whole money.
The Switzerland McDonald's, I've
how
never
much
been
is,
to more
How
expensive
much is
McDonald's.
The dollar to the pound right now?
You're asking the wrong girl.
You're gonna like the way the pounds look. It's just cool money.
Can I use my credit card though?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
But it'll still
but I'm
charge
gonna
you
need,
in pounds.
I'm gonna need some.
You should get cash. You should always get cash.
Yeah.
Either way, I'm excited. I'm very excited.
All right. The pound is down.
Really?
Yeah.
Ever since Harry left.
Pound is down.
I looked up to see when Harry Styles is performing, just to see like if he would be around at that time because people have been spotting him in London recently.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm gonna see him.
He's in fucking somewhere else.
I don't think I'm gonna be
any other good concerts there though? Maybe Adele. Or no, she's
in
Vegas.
Damn.
No, the only person I would want to see is Harry Styles in London. But also I was just thinking seeing him on the street, not just like in concert.
My family really
walking around.
My family really
wants
to go back to Hans Zimmer.
What if I see the Royals?
I don't think
like
they're walking
around.
Will and Kate. I don't know if they're just.
Don't they live in Kensington?
They do.
If I stay out there long enough.
There was one time where I saw the helicopter like fly in and take them.
Yeah, they could have some royal engagements. Yeah.
Well, anybody who has suggestions out there, let me know do's and don'ts. Mm. I would like both of those. Like if you think there's something you don't think is worth seeing,
yeah,
let me know.
You're gonna go to Big Ben, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Like inside.
I'm gonna do whatever I can. Get done there.
Go to the Churchill War Rooms. You won't regret it. One of my friends just went last week when he went to London, and he was like, "It was the coolest thing ever."
I need like a list of these things.
Yeah.
I need a whole.
I'm sure you know Noah can write these things out for you.
Afternoon tea.
Tea and crumpets.
I'm gonna have finger sandwiches.
Yep. That sounds lovely. You're just gonna go full British.
Yes, but I have to buy a new wardrobe for that week. I can't. Dress how I dress here, there.
Yeah,
that's not chic.
Yeah, it's got to be posh.
Yeah, I need to be more chic. Yeah. I asked Kelly Keeggs if she could pick out some outfits for me.
Oh, you're gonna.
She
love
dresses very London.
She does,
in my opinion.
I agree.
You know, like cable knit sweaters
and like clean pant, like
yeah.
Tailor pants.
Oh, I want a beige trench coat.
Yeah.
I want a beige trench coat.
You do, like, if I wear sweatpants in London, you feel like you're sticking out.
Right. Like, I can't wear a sweatshirt and sweatpants set
in
London.
Yeah.
Everyone would be like, that girl is disgusting from America.
Right. Well, I feel like you can get some Holly May inspo.
Yeah. I'm gonna dig deep.
You're going to love the like, Bond Street and, like, all the shopping. They just have, like, a million.
It's very
stores.
Exciting. I'm going to bring an extra big luggage so I can, like, bring stuff home.
This
all right.
was a hilarious, like, visit London at Noah's. Just, like, the visit London spokesperson.
Yeah.
He's like, well, you should do this, and you're going to love this, and you should do that, and you should love that.
He could have made a list for me off the podcast.
I know, he really
could have. Sorry for the people.
I'm jealous.
He really could have. Guys, I am... I did chest presses for the first time in my life yesterday.
I was going to say, I don't think you've ever done chest presses.
I've never done them.
How'd you feel about it?
I mean, it was fine, but it hurts now right here.
That makes sense. How are you liking
it? Right here. I actually like it a lot. I've been going to a personal trainer. I've only gone 3 times. And it was funny. I did see people in my DMs being like, what is this collab? Like, how did this happen? But... I've been working with Daniel McKenna, who was at Peloton, and not, I mean, it's not really a long story. It's just like I had sort of met him at the marathon, and then we had connected, and then he basically, we made this connection, and now he is training me.
That's very
nice.
What
was the inspiration to like start working out?
I thought it was a sign. Like, it was like a new year, and he had reached out to me being like, do you have a personal trainer or have ever done it? And I was like, no. But every start of the new year, I'm like, I should really get my ass in gear. And I felt like it was a sign that this guy was like, I will help you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took it. And also, I've just been an absolute slob.
Yeah.
Personal trainer is great.
I would love to have someone to tell me what to do because I don't know what to do.
Well, that was my problem. Yeah. I'm learning all these things for the first time. Like, I never did strength training or like weight training or any of those things like in high school, or people play sports and they mm-hmm. have their athletic trainers and all those things who like teach them how to do these things in high school or in college or whatever. And I just had never had that. And I'm obviously you can teach yourself or you could go on YouTube and do that too. But I just like get so nervous. Like I was mm-hmm. telling him that like I would go to the gym and be so scared to like go over to where the weights were because all the big guys be over there. And then I didn't know what I was doing. Yeah. I was afraid I'd hurt myself. Like I'd like do something that would hurt myself. So I'm learning a lot, which is good.
Yeah. It's nice to have somebody to tell you what to do because then eventually you could do it on your own.
Exactly.
And then you won't have to do a personal trainer.
Exactly. That's the point. That's what he was telling me yesterday. He was like, you know, eventually you don't train someone for 20 years. You want them to
take the training wheels off.
Yeah. You want to teach them and then.
Yeah.
Spread their wings and fly.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Exactly. So far, so good, but I've been sore for a week and a half straight now.
It makes sense.
I have 1 second where I haven't been sore.
But that's a good sign.
Yeah, I'm using muscles I've never used. I literally was like, I'm like, what's this one? What's this one? I've never used this muscle before. So it's all good, but I am very much enjoying it.
That's lovely. Yeah. All right, before we get into the rest of the podcast, we are going to be doing a little live stream today, Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on our YouTube. We have fun little games we're going to play. We're just going to fuck around and see what happens.
Ask AMA kind of situation.
You guys can just ask us questions.
We're going to be reading
the chat. So get on there with your questions. We're going to be looking at the chat the whole time, talking, incorporating some fun stuff. So make sure you tune in 3 p.m. Eastern time on our YouTube, Chicks in the Office YouTube. And let's get into today's topics. Yes. We're going to be talking about Tommy Fury, Molly May, welcome their baby Bambi. Jonas Brothers announced their new album is coming May 5th. It Ends With Us casting has been revealed. Mm-hmm. People are very excited about that.
And upset, I guess.
Adam Levine and Bahati have welcomed their third child. And we are going to be talking about the Michaela TikTok drama. Michaela is a makeup artist on TikTok.
Yeah.
She does all makeup reviews. And
it's taken over TikTok the last week.
She's been in some hot water. It's been taken over. So we're going to get into that. Start off.
And cutting stems.
Oh.
Our Bachelor recap. No Trent. He's gone. So we have, if you're here for some Bachelor content, we have Cutting Stems.
We are going to be putting Cutting Stems on this episode. So let's get into the topics.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Molly May and Tommy Fury have welcomed their beautiful baby girl named Bambi into the world. January 23rd, she was born, so they took some time before announcing it to the world, which I think is very smart to do. And then they posted, such a cute little picture of her today with the name revealed, Bambi.
What a nursery, right?
What a beautiful room.
Holy moly.
Doesn't look like a baby's room, but it looks angelic and heavenly and calming.
The whole house seems very clean. Like
very clean.
Whites, creams.
Yes. Dangerous for a
baby. Straight lines. Yeah. All those. Yeah.
So the name has been revealed. Molly May shut off comments on her post after they were on for a while. I think that's smart because at the end of the day, you name your kid whatever you want to name your kid. Yeah. And That's it.
I just like, exactly. And people are always going to have an opinion on
no
it.
No matter what, the, you can like, name your kid fucking.
They could have named that
Mary
kid. Yeah, exactly. And people would have been like, oh,
like
what?
Something so simple. And people would be like, that's what you named it?
Yeah.
So.
I mean, look, Bambi is.
A deer.
A choice.
Mm-hmm.
It's a deer. Yep. And there was a little Bambi stuffed animal in the crib, which is cute. And it's also like in a British accent, it's even Bambi. Funnier. Bambi.
I think it's Bambi. Cute.
And I think of like, I feel like Tommy has like a different accent.
Bambi.
It's like. Oh, Bambi. Like,
yeah, I think it's cute. I think
it's cute.
You know, as a kid, I think Bambi's cute.
Yeah,
I think
people Bam like people gonna call her Bam Bam.
Bam Bam.
Like
I
like the Flintstones.
Yeah.
Bambi. I also just anytime anyone gets too close to a Kylie Jenner dog name. For a human being.
What's Kylie Jenner's dog?
Kylie like? Also has a, another little Italian greyhound named Bambi.
Really?
Bambi.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
I don't hate it.
No. I don't hate it either, but it is it definitely was like when I saw it just kind of made me chuckle because I was like checks out. Like
so
Bambi.
People thought the name was going to be Halo because there had been pictures revealed of a nursery that looks quite similar to this one. It's different, but it looks similar with the light up Halo. Yeah. People thought it was Molly Mae and Tommy's nursery. That's not it. I actually like Bambi better than Halo.
I like Halo better.
It's a choice, whatever your personal preference is. I think I like Bambi
Halo
better than
Halo. Can be
Halo.
Used and like can be turned into like Halo. Like, I've, you know, there's variations.
Mm-hmm.
Bambi is just. It's just too. Like, it's just too Disney. It's Bambi. I mean, it's Bambi. It's
But you're
Dumbo. Like,
but you're bound to grow up cool if your name is Bambi.
Or it could go the other opposite.
I just think if your name is so different.
Yeah.
That. And your parents are Molly Mae and Tommy Fury, like you're gonna be cool.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like you could also get bullied for a name like that.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think kids are mean.
Kids are mean.
You think do kids bully people for their names?
Totally.
Yeah.
Really? Did you bully somebody?
That was a quick response.
Did you bully somebody for their name?
No.
Or did you get bullied for
your name?
I just know that people make fun of names. I'm trying to think. Did I get
I just don't remember as a kid, like making fun of people's names.
Oh my God. And this is literally my best friend. Me and we would get so mad. She would get so mad. And it wasn't even our first names. It was our middle names. We would go after each other, but in like a funny way. I mean, now, at the time, we would literally actually get so mad. My middle name's Noelle, and they would sing the first Noelle, which is really not that bad.
That's
I don't know why that bothered me so much, but it would upset me. And then my friend Claire, her middle name's McDonald, and we would sing Old McDonald.
But that, it's a last name.
It was like a maiden name used somewhere as a middle name.
So you guys just made fun of middle names.
For some reason, we just made fun of each other's middle names. But
did you guys have any nicknames that people would call you?
Like, but it would definitely anger at people. So I feel like it's a target for sure.
I'm afraid to say this, but shockingly enough, nobody ever called me diarrhea.
To your face.
Like, that almost made me cry. I'm not gonna lie. Got my period,
oh
and
my
I am
God.
So sensitive to it.
You know I'm joking.
No,
you
know
I'm joking.
No, I know. It's funny.
The
it's totally a funny joke.
Yeah.
But now I'm just thinking about
thinking
all the people who called me that behind my back. It's like really hurting my feelings. Because people, like teachers also would like.
Rhea's a great name, though. Like
I don't have a problem. You can call me Diary. I like the name Rhea, so I'm
And I also feel like Rhea's already, like, We're already working with a nickname, you know? Like Maria turned into Rhea.
Yeah, Maria, Rhea, Riri, whatever. But teachers could never pronounce my last name.
Mm.
And so they would say like Quifo. And it's like, you know that's not spelled que-. Like, you know that that's not spelled queefa.
Yeah.
So why are you saying it like that? Because now's your chance, because we're in a little Catholic school that you can say the word queef, and you're deciding, like, now's your chance to get it off your chest.
But, like, when a teacher would say that out loud, would people in the class laugh?
Yeah, in high school.
Yeah.
But not to the point where, like, I felt
bullied. No, no, not being made fun of.
I just like, think, I would laugh, too, and be like, it's
yeah.
It's
I just chiffo. Think kids are ruthless, and, you know, she might go into class one day and not, and, like, not in a, it's, for us, it doesn't seem like a mean thing, but for her, it's like, you walk in, they're like, oh, Bambi, like.
Little Bambi, like, oh, does little Bambi need her mommy and daddy?
And, Bambi's, the movie, she's got, Bambi's got a tough go.
Mm. Yeah. I like the name. I like it.
I could hate it.
You know what I mean? You could hate it. You could say, right. I hate this name.
No, I really don't hate it. It is,
but I think it's cute. It's the more cute. You say it, the more. Yeah. I think it's one of those things that grows on
it's
you.
It's personally too cheesy for me, but it's fine.
Yeah, it's something that grows on you, I think. At first, I was like, Bambi, but then I was like,
I see it for the two of them.
Yes.
The pictures they're all posting are super sweet. They're very nice, very cute.
Very happy to see Tommy very present.
Yeah, I know. With the little baby laying on his chest.
I've gotten, like, the ick from Tommy Fury recently.
Yeah.
Just feel like, you know.
I know, and I feel like there was talks about him not being around a lot for the pregnancy. Had a bad showing
for the pregnancy. Yeah, yeah. Just from what Molly May said,
is he actually going to fight Jake Paul in a month?
There is no way.
I mean,
there is no way he fights Jake Paul.
He's back there like a million times.
He's been scheduled 3 times now.
What, he's scheduled to fight on February 26th, right? Is that the date? I think it's, like, close.
I mean, I would not be surprised if he found some excuse.
He just had a baby. He's going to say, I just had a baby. I can't fight.
I kind of would love for Jake Paul to beat him up.
Honestly, I think I might be rooting for Jake Paul.
I think I'm rooting for Jake Paul.
I think I have fully transitioned
to rooting for Jake Paul.
February 26th.
Something about Tommy Fury.
Yeah, it's just at this point, I've totally turned on Tommy Fury. I love Molly May. I think Molly May is the best. She's so funny and cute. But when it comes to Tommy Fury, I have really turned on him, and I am now rooting for Jake Paul.
Do you think Molly May fits in that like setting? I can't even like see her ringside. Like Julia Rose is like,
oh my god, Molly May would fucking crush a ringside.
Molly May has been
outfit.
To some of Tommy's fights.
I guess that's true. Yeah,
Molly May is so cool. Like she really is. But yeah, I am ready to say that I have turned on Tommy Fury and I'm rooting for Jake Paul. That's crazy. I'm not a Jake Paul person.
I'm not ready to say that, but
I just Jake.
I respect that you made that turn.
Tommy Fury has backed out too many times now for me to respect Tommy Fury at this point.
Yeah, hey,
and also
you're just respecting the game.
I'm respecting the game,
the sport.
Yeah, and more just like I know him and Molly May are together and they have a baby and everything, but. Mm-hmm. He hasn't been painted in a great light in the past 9 months. Not gonna lie.
That one video of him in the club is enough for me to never.
Yeah, there's videos of him in the club. Molly May's at home. She's talking about she's lonely, but she doesn't feel lonely because she has her kid inside of her. So.
Damn.
I wouldn't be opposed to Jake Paul winning that fight. Damn. In other happier news. Well, that was happy news.
That was happy news.
But the Jake Paul, Tommy Fury turn.
Very happy news. More baby news.
I was going to go to the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, I thought we could stick to babies.
Adam Levine and Bahati?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They welcome their third baby.
There's not, for me, there wasn't too much to say about this. I just wanted to acknowledge that I have giggled at the jokes on the internet that they're waiting to see that if the baby's named Sumner or not. I giggled. And look, I'm happy for Bahati. A baby is a blessing. They're welcoming a new life into this world, and like you want pure thoughts for a baby coming into the world, but Adam did that to himself. So
yeah, Adam put this upon himself.
Like he did that to.
There is no way the baby is named Sumner. No. But
no,
would I
couldn't be?
Would I put a little bit of change on the fact that
talk about bullying? You don't think people own that when they grow up are gonna be like, hey, Sumner.
No, that'll pass.
Little kids aren't going to know.
No, yeah, like in high school?
But in the same... No, that's like so long from... Yeah, that's like 20... I mean,
yeah,
15
I mean, that's... We're
now.
Talking...
Yeah, I guess. Like, someone's going to find out, though.
Like, people aren't... I to be honest, I forgot about this scandal until I saw like the
that really
like, when
did
I saw that
over.
The news about the baby being born, I was like, oh shit, forgot about that.
I wouldn't put it past Adam Levine naming the kid though one of his other gals' names, and us not knowing of
and
the
we
person.
Would never know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
and then
we
come
don't
out
have
and
any.
Like, that was my name.
Yeah, we don't have any more details on welcoming the third child. It just says that they, according to multiple reports, they have welcomed baby number three. So,
congratulations!
I'm, you know, like I always said, baby blessing, happy for the family. I hope they've figured everything out at this point, right? Like that they can stay.
It seemed like they figured it out a week after. Remember, they
were
on the beach laughing
fine. Yeah, yeah.
They were just laughing at everyone's faces, being like, hey,
we're
totally
fine. Yeah.
So fuck you guys.
That's more baby news.
More happy news. Jonas Brothers announced that they are coming out with a new album called The Album May 5th.
May 5th.
Happy birthday to Norman. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
And
happy
Jonas
Brothers
Day.
Album. New
album. Day.
The album. They got their star on the Hollywood
they
Walk
did.
Of Fame. The whole
Pretty
family
big
was
deal.
There. Priyanka and Nick had their little baby there.
She's really
so cute.
She looks like Nick. Those Jonas jeans are strong.
She does. She looks like Nick. She really does.
She really does.
Sophie and Joe's kids were not there. They
keep
them
yeah, I think it's
a lot
just more
private. Personal preference.
Exactly. Personal preference. Like... I see both sides of that. And on one side, like, Nick, this is a big moment. Maybe Priyanka and Nick decided, like, hey, and even Kevin and Danielle, like, they decided, hey, we want our children to be present for this major moment in our lives and careers, and this is, like, a big deal. And we want them to be there, and we can look back at the pictures and say they were there. And maybe Joe and Sophie had that conversation and said, you know what? It's great. I'm happy that they're doing that. We... still want to keep our babies more under wrap, and they're staying at home, and they can look at the pictures when they get older.
Totally a personal
and they're
preference
still really
thing.
They're very young. I mean, Nick's baby's obviously very young, but Joe and Sophie's babies are very young too.
Really just depends on how you feel. I think maybe because Sophie and Joe live in New York City and they're like here all the time.
Yeah,
they're out
Miami,
and about
New York.
and it's easier for, you know, paparazzo to try and snap a pic if they see that baby or whatever, even though they don't want that, where it's like,
yeah.
I think Nick and Priyanka maybe are like used to a different lifestyle than, you know what I'm saying?
I do understand what you're saying. And I do think like Nick and Priyanka were very private up until this point. Mm-hmm. Like they had covered her face in pictures and stuff. And then I think they must have just said, you know, we're taking her to this public outing, there's going to be cameras everywhere, video cameras, everything. Like now it's just, we know it's going to be captured.
Right. And it's like a lot of pressure to keep hiding your kid at the same time.
Yeah,
you want
it's
them
really
to attend
hard.
Events. So
it's really hard.
I think everyone has a personal preference, but the Jonas Brothers releasing their new album is really exciting.
I'm
very excited to hear what the sound.
It's going
to
be funky.
The sound is going to be. They're in a desert on the album cover.
It's going to be funky. It's a lot. They said, and they said this in Vegas too, that it's like a lot of old 70s
I'm into
vibes.
That.
Like very like Bee Gees influenced.
Ooh, I'm very into that.
John Bellion produced the album.
Yes.
Which is really cool. He was also at the Walk of Fame ceremony.
He's.
And he's very talented. And I think they keep talking about how awesome the sound is. And I think it's very funny the album is called The Album. Like, because I think since they released Happiness Begins and had teased, like, we've been working on new music. We've been working on new music. It's coming. Anytime they would post anything, the comments would always be, where's the album? Like, it's basically if Rihanna came out with her next album and just called it The Album. Because it's, like, the same joke. Where's the album? When's the album coming out? Where's the album? So it's, like, we're just naming the album The Album.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
I think it's smart. I'm excited for it.
I already have the song, the little jingle, like it's like a 2 seconds that they posted of the new song, and it had me going. So
do you think whatever they put out, you like, it doesn't even matter? Like, what
no,
if you, what
they've
if they
put,
put
out some, they've put out some stinkers.
Really?
The majority of the
my
time.
God.
Like,
Francesca, watch your mouth. We're going to clean your mouth out with soap.
There, I would say almost 90% of what they have put out, I enjoy. And have enjoyed.
I'm excited for this.
And there are a few outliers that are always like, you just kind of laugh at. Like, it's funny and it's an ongoing joke.
I mean,
like,
I openly said I didn't love John Mayer's last album.
Yeah. Don't Charge Me for the Crime is maybe one of the worst songs ever
made. I've never heard that one.
It's so bad.
That's funny.
I'll play it for you. It's terrible. But I like the sound of this one. I loved Happiness Begins. And like anytime you're changing it up, it's funky. I feel like it goes with their vibe these days.
I love
like
funky
the hair
music.
And the clothes and everything that they're putting out into the world.
Kind of gave me like you could take some shrooms and listen to this album vibe.
Yeah,
when I saw
definitely.
The desert.
Definitely. So like
Joshua Tree.
Now I'm kind of jealous because that now that the announcement is made, I feel like they're going to tease a lot more at the Vegas shows that are coming up that I will not be in attendance for. I'm ready to make that announcement. I just can't. I can't swing it. I'm really, 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 really trying to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And
you are pouring yourself out for the Super Bowl.
I really am. The turnaround for like Super Bowl to Jonas Vegas, it's a lot.
When is Jonas Vegas?
The next weekend.
Oh, shit.
Would you sell feet pics for a Super Bowl?
Oh, I think about it.
Because I'm telling you, it's very easy. You could make a couple thousand tonight if you want to.
For we feet could, pics?
We,
that's a good point.
Yeah, we could put Fran's feet on sale. And she would make thousands of dollars on OnlyFans tonight.
I have a pretty decent Wiki feet score.
So do
you
I.
You would do that?
Shockingly.
I have to get a pedicure.
Seems like she's debating it.
I'm thinking about it. I'm not going to lie.
But
if it was like a few pics were just like one giant chunk of change that could just take care of it for me.
Only feet.
Do you want me to put it out there in the world? Like,
no.
Hey,
no, because then it's just like.
You never know if it's like a done
deal. You
never
know. And who's the other who's the person on the other end?
You can't look at
that. Are they good for it?
I will look.
But like, are they good for it? Like, will they say, I got it, but then will they actually send it?
That's what I would have to vet them and say, I need to know for sure. Fran will not see your face. She doesn't want to know who's receiving these pictures.
Yeah. I sent a funny, it was Amber Rose and posted on Instagram, like, whose ass do I have to eat to go to the Super Bowl?
What's like the lowest
point? I literally
point
sent it to our group chat being like, me guys. Well, I'm not doing that.
You're not eating ass, but like.
But Diplo, hey, Diplo commented on that post and was like, I got tickets. So now, you know.
So my ass, Amber Rose.
Diplo, any spare tickets?
What if Diplo was like, Fran, eat my ass and you get a ticket?
Absolutely not. I got to draw a line somewhere.
That's a line. That's not that big of a line.
It is a
pretty
line.
That's
she's
a
in a committed relationship.
That's a strong line.
I will be doing no sexual favors for Super Bowl tickets.
Feet pictures.
That's a sexual favor.
That's sexual for someone.
Yeah, that's like.
Not me doing any action.
Just the pictures.
Yeah.
Something to think about for sure if you want.
It is certainly something to think about.
If you want that.
I know.
How bad do you want to go?
I want to go bad enough that I've already decided I can't go to Vegas. Like, that's where I'm at. Where I'm like, I cannot swing.
I cannot swing
those things in the same week.
It's going to be like more than 10 grand a ticket.
I saw a couple online
that were like four grand. That's still insane.
No, it's like you can be in the cheapest I've seen is the last row for like $6,000.
That's absurd.
So.
What?
It's like how, like you, the last row, like come on.
I know.
What
I know, I had a friend be like, I got a ticket, $13,000.
Like I would,
the ticket that was offered to me was $13,000.
It's like, would you rather pay $6,000 to sit in the last row or like $15,000 to have like a pretty good seat?
Yeah,
that's the debate.
Yeah,
because is it really worth it to go if you're in the last row and you're paying $6,000?
Yeah,
for you, I'm asking.
I think so. My parents did that when they went to Minnesota. They literally sat in the last row. And they said it was fucking awesome. I mean, granted, they won, like, so.
Right, if they lost, they could have been like,
if they lose,
that was.
I mean, if they lose, it's going to suck regardless. Do I want to watch them lose from closer or farther away? Maybe farther.
No, you want to be closer.
To watch them lose?
But you don't know. And you're going to be Rihanna.
Hey, the Super Bowl is cool no matter what team
wins. You never know, guys. You never know. All right, I just wanted to say that I wanted to mention that I unfortunately will not be in attendance for the for these live shows. However, they are going to go back on tour now, 100%. I'm guessing maybe summertime-ish if the album comes out in May, and you will see me at multiple stops.
I'd like to go to at least one.
I would love to go to at least one with you.
Thank you.
You're going to go back to Champs, you think?
In the summer, maybe not. Was it?
Why? No, we went and it was like the fall of September.
Yeah. September, yeah.
Just because school is not in session.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
But if it's summer and they do like Jones Beach and like all those fun places.
I got to get to the Jones Beach one if they do that.
Yeah. Like I had so much fun at the Jones Beach show last time they toured.
You got your jacket photographed.
I did.
Very exciting.
So very pumped May 5th. Pre-save, jonesbrothers.com.
Make sure you get on that. Next up, we're talking about It Ends With Us. Movie casting, Colleen Hoover book. Apparently, everyone and their mother has read it.
Yeah. I really think you should read it.
I think I'm going to read it.
You should. It's like, it's such an easy jump back into reading kind of book. Like, it's like, it's short, it's quick, it's a page turner. You want to know what, like, you're really.
I think I'm going to pick that up today. Yeah. I'm really dying to get into some reading. Yeah. You got the phone. It's just too much.
I know.
I'm really dying to get into some reading before bed. So.
Reading before bed is great. I think you would really like it.
I'm going to pick that up.
And then you could join the hysteria that is.
Right.
It Ends With Us now, book talk / casting.
People are upset about this casting.
Yeah.
Some people are happy with this casting. Where do you fall?
I'm somewhere in the middle. I'm not going
to
lie.
Because I think people are excited to see Blake Lively back into movies.
Totally.
Spend some time. I think A Simple Favor, the sequel, is actually filming soon, which I loved A Simple Favor, the movie with Anna Kendrick and Blake Lively. If you haven't seen it, it's a really good movie. So you should check that out. They're filming the sequel to that. And just people love Blake Lively, love to see her back in the swing of things.
Exactly. That's how I feel about it when it comes to her. I love her. I think she's amazing. So I was excited that they got such a big name to be a part of this. But it's just whenever there's build up for anything that has a big following, there's going to be disappointment across the board. And I think books to movies is truly one of the hardest things to make everybody happy. Because these books that people love and like read multiple times and love the characters, like you build up these images in your mind, or you like when you find out they're going to make a movie, it's like, oh my god, so and so would be so good. And so in your mind you come up with all these ideas, and then when it's cast you're like, oh, that's not what I wanted, like that's not how I cast the movie,
because you envision a character in your head,
you totally envision it differently. And I think because the book was so crazy on TikTok, there's millions of views on videos of people like casting this movie. And so all of those went viral. So everyone who followed the book had these ideas of like, oh my God, yes, Sadie Sink or Abigail Cohen or all these people would be so good. And then when you actually find out, it's like, oh, and I mean, honestly, reading between the lines, it was probably there. Like Justin Baldoni's production company or whatever had bought the rights to the book years ago. And he said to direct it, but then I think he like cast himself. But I mean, Colleen Hoover did say she thinks he's a phenomenal Ryle. I was more confused with this because I was like, he just doesn't give me Ryle vibes. Like Ryle is, without giving too much away, because I do want you to read it.
I'm going to read it.
Is like,
are you looking for relief, relaxation, or to party on the motherfucking moon? Then check out 3Cheese's new True Strains lineup of cannabis vapes and gummies tailored for specific effects. And the best part? It's delivered straight to your door. Visit 3Cheese.com. That's 3CHI.com. And for a limited time, get 20% off with the code BARSTOOL20.
Douchey doctor kind of vibes.
Hey, but acting is acting for a reason.
Acting is acting. And look, Justin Baldoni, did you ever watch Jane the Virgin?
No.
Oh, great show. Jane the Virgin, great show. His character, Raphael.
I've seen some episodes, like when it was on ABC Family, but I never watched from like start to finish.
His character, Raphael, on Jane the Virgin was douchey, for sure. Mm-hmm. So like, he can do it, it'll be good. It's not what I envisioned.
Who did you envision for that part?
Like, I don't know. See, what's hard too is you see all the TikToks, so you have those people in your mind. Everybody really wanted Theo James.
Ugh.
Really wanted Theo James.
I did not mean to make that audible of a noise.
Yeah.
But
so I would say that
he's so good at playing a
he's
douche.
He's so good. I would say the consensus for the dream casting that went viral was these people are supposed to be in their early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And then it also cuts back to high school. So it's hard because it's like, oh, I understand why they went older for the older versions, because I think they want it to be a drastic difference so that they can cast younger people as their younger selves. And it's like, oh, a 22-year-old and a 17-year-old might not look that different, especially in Hollywood where it's like, oh, wait, like that's a weird
and also
difference.
When it comes to just working laws over the age of 16 or 18, they can be on set. But then if you have anybody younger, you need like parents around and stuff.
Right.
So I feel like a lot of times in Hollywood, they try to work around that so that they don't have to deal with all of that. And so they just get older actors to play younger all the time. So you're right. You can't have like a 22, 18-year-old.
Yeah. People really wanted Abigail Cohen to be.
But Abigail Cohen and Theo James, Lily, to me, is so off because Theo James is so much older in my eyes.
Yeah.
Like that pairing would look off to me. She
Theo
looks
James,
really young.
And then like
Theo James, it looks older.
Yeah. And then Atlas as Dylan O'Brien, like Logan Lerman's name was tossed around. Dylan O'Brien's name was tossed around. Sadie Sink is like a young version. Chris Briney as a young version. That's the kid from The Summer I Turned Pretty. People like that I'd seen a lot, which yes, like all those people looks wise fit exactly how these characters were described in the book, I think. But when you make a movie, things have to change. Atlas is still not officially cast. There's been rumbles online that it could be Shane West because he just like responded to a comment saying that he would want to do it, I guess, basically. Or some people are like, oh, would you like it if it's Shane West? I wouldn't. Look at that. If it's Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni, and Shane West, that really is not how I pictured this.
But
at all.
I doubt just because he commented got it.
And no offense to Shane West, I just think if they have Blake Lively signed on, they could get a bigger name for Atlas than Shane West. I just, you know.
Who's somebody that, I mean, you mentioned Dylan O'Brien and Logan Lerman. Do you think those are actual possibilities?
No, because now they with Blake Lively, it wouldn't make sense. It's kind of a love triangle situation.
Yes, I picked up on that.
Yeah. So, like, now,
you need somebody
older. You need somebody that matches Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni, in that realm. So people are so funny. People are like Ryan Reynolds.
You can't.
She's not getting her husband to be in the movie.
You can't have Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively play this.
No,
you can't because look at them as Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see if that rumor is true or not. The only confirmed one is Justin Baldoni, Ryle, and Blake Lively as Lily. So, but it really, it's sent the book talk world into a tizzy.
Yes, I've seen that.
Yeah.
TikTok is in a tizzy as a whole right now over this L'Oreal telescopic mascara because Michaela from TikTok, makeup artist, makeup reviewer, boss, heavy Boston accent, Michaela.
I love her videos.
She's very... what's the word I'm looking for? Just engaging. Like you start watching one video
and
you can't look away.
You can't look away.
It's
always
the
felt really relatable.
Yes. I've enjoyed her videos.
Yeah.
And so she did a makeup review for L'Oreal telescopic mascara, which
brand deal for sure.
Which was clearly an ad because she had all the tags in the description. And people are upset because it is quite noticeable that she put on false lashes to make the mascara look better. She had done a video a while ago about mascara saying like, oh my God, can you believe this mascara? And I'm not even wearing false lashes. And then she was like, just kidding. I am wearing false lashes. So she had made that video before, which kind of shot her in the foot because people can see what her eyes look like with false lashes versus not false lashes. You also see jump cuts in this video. You don't.
She's also a makeup TikToker, so it's not, you literally, all of her videos, it's, there's plenty of evidence of watching her film when you, when she talks about wearing false lashes and not. You know, like,
so
you can go back and look and be like, oh, that video looks like that video where she's clearly wearing false lashes.
And I've seen other makeup reviewers and artists now do the L'Oreal telescopic, and it and
fucking blew up. L'Oreal might be happy about it.
And it looks good. Like, the she didn't need to put false lashes on to advertise this because it already looked good. Now, people are so up in arms about this. People are really upset with her. People are defending her. I'm curious where you stand on this. I just, I don't understand either position of it. I don't understand the attacking of her at all. Like, it's fucking mascara. Yeah. Relax. And I also don't understand the, like, die hard defending of her, because I, you know, yes, if it's not a commercial, because the people's defense is, you know, food commercials and and other makeup commercials,
mascara commercials on TV,
mascara commercials on TV, they're fake. They put false lashes, they put Photoshop, they airbrush food commercials. Sometimes the food isn't even real. It's all fake food.
But let me tell you, I have not bought a mascara from watching a commercial on TV. I have bought a mascara from a girl on TikTok.
Well, that's what
showing
I'm
me.
Getting at is that people expect influencers and YouTubers and TikTokers to do real reviews, not do a commercial. And so I think that's the difference. And when people are defending her being like, it's like a commercial, but that's why we like these people, because it's not a commercial. It's supposed to be, okay, this is what it looks like in the commercial, but this is what it looks like in real life. So I don't understand, you know what I mean? I don't understand that defense of it, but I also don't understand the, oh my God, we need to fucking cancel, take down Michaela. Like, people need to calm down and put their energy somewhere else.
It is mascara.
It's just mascara. Let's relax a little bit.
I get
understand
it.
The frustration. You want your the people you follow to be real. You don't want to be, you know, because they're getting paid and then they're trying to fool you. You don't have to buy it. If you think she's faking it, you don't have to buy the mascara. Nobody's pinning you down saying you have to buy it. So understand the frustration a little bit. It's just when people go overboard and they're like trying to cancel Michaela's whole career is where I think, you know, it gets a little nuts.
Yeah. It's it took on a life of its own. I think a lot of that has to do with no follow up. And I feel bad for her, like, because I know from following her and watching her videos that she, when something happens where, like, maybe she's misstepped or said something that people didn't like, she hides a little or, like, goes and takes a break from social media. Like, she was off TikTok for a few months. I want to say like end of last year ish around that time. And so right now, like, honestly, I get more worried because it makes me so nervous when you see someone and you see all of this coming at her when you know, like, mental health wise, that it could be a lot. And it's just, it's frustrating because you want her to say something, but clearly, I don't know.
Yeah,
what
the silence isn't working.
I don't know what she says. And it's also really hard because for someone like her, I do think trust is your biggest asset. And when you go to these brands to sell yourself, she can say, like, people fucking trust me and they listen to me. And when I endorse a product, it sells out, which it does. So it's like, Now when she goes on to do this in the future, endorsing a product, like, it, people might be like, well, you know, where's the authenticity in this as much? And of course, you got to do paid ads. That's part of the job. This is her. That's her profession. is getting ad deals from these companies. She didn't need, like, she didn't need the false lashes. The mascara would have spoke for itself on its own. Where I also thought there was a problem was, if you look, I don't know if she just fucking deleted, I don't know what she did, but the video has, as of right now, 45 million views. Mm-hmm. It is on, or still her latest video on her TikTok. And she wrote back to a lot of people in the comments, like when she first posted the video. It was like just talking about the mascara. Oh, this is great mascara. And then somebody's saying like, this is false, you used false lashes. And she was like, no, I didn't. It's just the tight, it's just a tight liner and a few more coats is what she said. Yeah. But it's like, it wasn't.
No, because she has been silent for so long now, a couple days, whatever, but it's reaching the point, it's been over a week. You would just get on there and be like, guys, I'll do it again. Like, here it is, not false lashes.
Even if you're like, hey, I really fucked up and I was being, like, I really wanted to make a good video and I got lazy and I used false lashes.
Or if it wasn't false lashes, make another video. Guys, it wasn't false lashes. The mascara is that good.
No, if it wasn't false lashes, she would have made that video ASAP.
That's what I'm saying. So it's just like the silence isn't working.
No.
And, you know, she's probably trying to figure out the best way to handle this. Maybe L'Oreal doesn't want her to say anything because, you know, it was a paid partnership. You don't know what goes into these things. She can have a lot of people telling her not to say anything and she maybe wants to and she's being told she can't. So you really never know. All I know is the silence isn't working because people are like, once you stay silent for too long of a time, then
I know
people are like, what's happening here? But you also said, mental health does play a factor into that where some people might not be able to handle it.
Maybe,
maybe she needs to delete the app and not go on it. Who knows? It's just one of those things where you're like, you know what? Just don't fake it. If you're doing if you're doing these things, people follow you because they want you to be real. And that's why people love you is because they trust you, like you said.
Yeah.
And you just got to stay authentic to yourself.
It's
and
a then silly the, mistake it's just that one, she shouldn't like lose her career for.
No, definitely. And that's the other thing. It's like also just like we don't need to crucify her.
Yeah.
It's a very like I fall very in between it, like you know,
everybody makes mistakes. You learn your lesson, you own up to it, you say, look, I need to be transparent. Beauty influencers especially, like, transparency and honesty is the biggest card that they have. Mm-hmm. If they start falling into like endorsing every single product, people see through that. And
also
you're not gonna, you'd be like, oh, I'm not gonna buy something that she endorses anymore, because every single time a new product comes out, she says how fucking amazing it is. And it's just specifically with this mascara, it's like, this is kind of a side note, but it is kind of funny because like you said, so many makeup influencers bought the mascara or were sent the mascara and were like, oh, well, let's see what Mikayla was talking about, and like actually made videos about the mascara. So like people are really fucking talking about the mascara. So L'Oreal on one end must be like, wow, this really blew up in one way. And all the other people I saw reviewing the mascara, nobody said a bad thing about the mascara.
They liked it.
Everyone was like, this is a pretty decent mascara.
They were like, wow, this is actually really good. So very, very confusing. And also, I think that with beauty influencers, especially insecurity can come into play.
Totally.
As well, where I think sometimes people need to be a little bit more graceful, although you do want them to be honest. She could have been having a day where she didn't feel great about herself. And she said, you know what? I'm going to throw false lashes on and people will never know. And people knew. And, you know, she had a lapse in judgment and it was an insecurity thing. And, you know, you learn from that. You go, I made a mistake. I was insecure. Right. I did this. And you know what? Next time I'm going to learn to just put that guard down and just be myself. And you know, you never know what's going through someone's head on why. I just, like you said, I don't think she deserves to lose her career over it, but just, also you want someone to be real, so it's
exactly,
it's somewhere in the middle.
It is and it just makes me feel sad because I do think if this was kind of immediately spoken about, it would have blown over by now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. She would have been making videos all week.
Yeah,
but now everyone's waiting for that.
Everyone's
response.
Waiting for the next thing she's gonna do.
You gotta push through to get to, because things move by so fast.
Yeah.
They would have already moved on to somebody else that they're mad at.
And I don't know for sure, like I'm no expert, but I can't imagine L'Oreal said like, don't post anything, because there's been nothing but other people reviewing the mascara now. So I don't know. But look, she is huge now. I'm sure she has a management and all those things who could be advising her, publicist maybe like helping her or trying to decide what she should be doing. So, you know, sometimes when it gets to that point and you're listening to all the outside noise, you really lose like thinking for yourself.
That is true.
So I just, it sucks. I do feel bad because I really feel like it's took on a fucking life of its own for a stupid like mascara mistake. And because it was an ad, this is all that's over where mascara. It lost it.
Like, this is nuts. Yeah.
I know. Literally because crazy. Of a few extra lashes on the end of her eyes. They weren't even like that full strip. I think they were singles, I think.
Damn it, Michaela.
I know. I hope she's okay, though, because that's really, like, what makes me nervous.
Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
How's everybody doing? Welcome back to Cutting Stems. All four of us are here ready to go talk about the latest episode of The Bachelor. But first, how's everybody doing tonight?
Great.
Doing all right, Fran. Thanks for asking. Hanging out. I had a delicious dinner. I'm willing to talk about my dinner at any point if you guys are interested.
What did you eat? Oh, that's gonna turn my brightness up.
Well, I don't know if you guys have had halloumi before. The like cheese that you can like fry it kind of, and so it's really good. It's really delicious. But I had it with this quinoa that was along with some red onion and zucchini and a little bit of this sauce. It was like a Mediterranean medley. It was unbelievable, and I'm so glad that I had it.
Kelly, that sounds delicious.
Sounds delightful.
I'm so happy.
It was really good. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Well, as far as The Bachelor goes, there were three dates this evening. We can go through each of them. To be honest, standard episode, nothing too crazy. It kind of flew by where I felt like I missed part of a date. That's because it was cut. It was like, when did we get to this part?
Is that what happened? I felt like
The second group date just started it at like the cocktail. Part.
Right. Okay. I thought that I was like dicking around. So I was like, oh, great, no, here we go.
That's what I thought too. I was like, Jesus, was I on my phone for that long that I missed the whole date? No, I don't think they even did it. But the first date was all about bad bitch energy. And it was very cringe. A lot of it was very cringe.
I didn't know who hosted it. I don't know who that person is. I probably should.
He doesn't know who that person is.
I don't keep up with things. Old. So. But yeah, you know, so the most uncomfortable part of that date was Zach was so uncomfortable. The girls were great. Like, they kind of did what you're supposed to do with the date, like bad bitch energy. And Zach was just like, I'm just uncomfortable Zach. So that was uncomfortable for everybody.
Zach seems like the most uncomfortable guy in, you know what though? I wrote down a note of this cause I wanted to make sure I said both things because I feel like I'm starting to be unfair to Zach because everyone's like, he's boring. So I'm trying so hard to like flip it around and like be positive about it. Cause I feel like he's not as bad as we think, but sometimes he does bad things. And in this case, I was like, this guy is so fucking uncomfortable. Why are they putting him on a stage and making these girls like, why are they giving him the usual runaround where all these girls do this thing that make him uncomfortable, whatever. Because when he's one-on-one with them, he's extremely comfortable. He makes out with all of them. Like, he has no problem.
I think he has made out with all of them.
Yes, like he's kind of smooth. He's like, whatever. He's going for it. Like, I don't know if it's, you know, when it was the first night when they came out of the limo or whatever, I just thought he was drunk. But I think he's just uncomfortable in a group setting with all the girls. And I feel like that's like, it's funny to see, but it shouldn't be like, I'm not going to judge him based on that. Cause I think that these dates, like if I were him in this situation, I'd be awkward as fuck as well. Like, I think I'd be really,
it's good. True. Because whenever he stands in front of them and has to do the toast, he talks about how uncomfortable he is. He's just like, I have to stand here and give a speech. So yeah, I mean, it's tough to be uncomfortable in front of large groups when you're the bachelor and you have to date 30 women, but that's just kind of how he is.
Are they ever going to cast like a funny guy, you know, or is that not allowed? Like, do they, are they not allowed to show their personalities like that?
Who is like the funniest bachelor? I can't really think who. Like, who do we like the most?
None.
It's always looks-based. You have to be traditionally handsome, and that's the first thing. And then it's, they kind of go from there. You don't, I honestly don't know who is the funniest bachelors. I have no idea.
Well, see, there's this is the problem. You can have funny people, and then they don't seem funny. Like, I find Matt James to be very funny in real life.
So true.
But it was not that funny on the show. And I feel like that happens for a lot of people. But from knowing Matt, he is very funny. And I, like, enjoy his stuff. So, I don't know. I think it's always kind of hit or miss. But with this date, it did feel like they were trying to push everybody out of their comfort zone a little bit. The girls did a great job. Then they brought out Victoria F., and Tajwan and Courtney from Ben Flashnik's season, which
I don't know.
Good for her. She looks great, but like, holy shit, it's been a long time.
She hasn't aged a day. I don't know, like, what crypt they like pried her out of. Like, I swear, like, I love her. She is like the original fucking bitch. Like, she steamrolled. She was not there to make friends, not there to talk to
anyone. Do you know who this even is?
Oh my God.
No.
You would have died.
Do you know who?
No, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, that's how far back.
When would it have been?
You know who?
Ben Flashman.
Vineyard Ben, who owned a vineyard. He, you know who loves Courtney is Ryan Chief. Loves Courtney.
Okay.
It was like, he was always talking about her, huge fan. But so she is the original.
Rhea, you would have loved Courtney's season.
Yes.
He was the villain and won.
Yes. Yes. That's a succinct way to put it, Fran. Thank you.
Yes.
She's sexually. We
don't have to talk about Courtney that long for that long. Yes.
Yeah.
Basically, she was the villain. Everybody hated her. She caused a shit ton of drama. And then he picked her.
Yep.
And it was like, holy shit, what is going on?
And then she wrote a book that was like, I don't even care about this.
Yeah.
She's amazing. Yeah. She's unbelievable. But yeah, she's like a, I don't know how old she is. She's not old. I think she was young at the time, but she hasn't aged a day. And she also is like too good for that. Like, I can't believe she even came back. Did she say anything to the girls? Like, I feel like she didn't even say a word. She just showed up there, like, was a cunt. And then that was it. Like, that's all she ever did anyway. It was the best.
Yeah. You know, they didn't do too much, really. The only big part of this situation was that Tajwan wanted to stay. And Zach said no. What did you guys think about that move? It felt extremely calculated by the show, in my
opinion. I'm shocked that they didn't make Zach keep her.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like, they're giving Zach a lot more say, it seems, than they've given past bachelors.
Like, he's actually allowed to make, like, good choices.
Yeah.
Which I don't appreciate. For being honest, like, I think Tajwan,
if
like,
have to suffer, then he should have to suffer.
Tajwan was electric. She sat in the middle of the room, showed back up, and was like, I'm gonna just take control of this thing, and you're all bitches if you like, are you complaining about me being here? And that was awesome. Like, again,
she was like, I've done this before, I'll stay here all night.
You go back and forth on like how you watch the show, like, oh my God, should she be allowed to join up? She wasn't in the original cast. The girls were acting like they went through some battle royale to be in the 30. It's like, you got picked. Like, Tajwan can just join. That would be totally fine. And I think she would have been a lightning rod. She was stirring the pot. I thought it would have been great. I agree with Rhea. I think they should have made Zach keep her. That would have been awesome. She would have just stirred up a bunch of stuff. I don't know. If we're going to get a villain, she certainly would have been one. Maybe Brianna, she's kind of heading that way. But I thought they should have let her stay.
Yes, I agree. She, the thing is, though, she started going after all the girls, not knowing any of them. Like, she was like, they're just not doing enough. And it was like, there's nothing worse than somebody coming in and, like, judging a whole group of girls when they're all like, you don't even know any of us. But at the same time, would have been good TV.
Delusion, even better.
Although, I gotta say, as far as the, like, bad bitch seminar went, like, those girls brought nothing. Like, they showed up with nothing. So I was on Tejuan's side there because they, like, showed up and they were silly and quirky and whatever. And again, back to the whole thing, we're like, if Zach's uncomfortable, the girls can be uncomfortable too and they feel awkward and whatever. But, like, Jesus Christ, there wasn't – that whole thing didn't have a pulse. It was crazy.
But realistically, how much are you pulling out when they say, all right, everyone, do your best bad bitch energy when they come out? Like, yeah. I feel
like – Wait. I wrote something down for this. I said people – I wrote this 8:33. People aren't desperate enough on TV anymore, is what I said. Because these bitches showed up. You're on reality TV, baby. Like, it's the time to bring out everything you have in your arsenal to stay on this fucking show, whether you're here for the right reasons or not. It's week one. Bring it.
Like, you gotta come out and flash them.
You come out. You pull out of it.
You just gotta walk out and flash your titties, and they'll put a box there, and he'll go, whoa, bazinga. And then
no, literally, you're Zach would have been so
angry. Zach would have,
like, he would have been so uncomfortable, but he would have been like, she's in.
Zach would not have been able to handle that.
Corinne did that. We're still talking about Corinne.
Exactly. Yeah. She's a bad bitch. She should have been on that panel. Bad bitches pulled her titties out, and that's it.
And maybe they're coochie too.
That's how it would have worked.
Courtney Robertson move. That's all I
have. Imagine they just came out when went full spread eagle on the stage. Like, they just were like, woo!
What's the famous scene? I can't think of her name now.
Britney Spears?
Crosses her legs? No. What's that from?
Oh.
I don't know. Is it like
it's the picture, upper skirt.
It's the movie. Yeah. It's a famous movie scene.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
What kind of movie?
Oh, fucking Wolf of Wall Street?
No. Older.
No. It's an older.
People are
name
screaming.
The actress.
Susan. No.
Brandon?
Basic Instinct.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's a famous. It doesn't matter. We can move past it.
But I'm sure you've seen many of those famous movies, Trent.
That's a famous one.
No, it definitely is. Okay. Zach,
Sharon,
like,
Stone.
Kind of,
Sharon Stone.
Sharon Stone. Basic Sharon Stone. Instinct.
There you go.
All right.
Zach put an end to all that drama pretty quickly. Catherine got the group date rose. I think Catherine is my front runner right now. And then Christina Mandrell got the one-on-one date, which was, you know, helicopter. They meet, they love to do this date now where they, like, make the whole family meet the girl, one of the girls right off the bat. So they did that. But really the big moment here was Christina telling Zach that she has a 5-year-old, which I applaud Zach's honesty. He was very real that he was not sure how he felt about that. And yes. I could have swore he was going to break up with her. And then he was like, you know, this really made me think and look at her for the better. And I was like, whoa, okay, that went in a different direction. I would have thought he was going to send her home. I'm not going to lie.
If he had sent her home because she has a kid, is society okay with that?
I think so. I think it's better to be honest. People would not be ready for something like that and to lead her on and then dump the single mother. I mean,
because I think people
would,
like,
almost respect it.
Shit. But I think, like, if he's not up for it, I think, like, I would have been okay with it, but I don't know if the world is okay with that.
I don't know. If he was upfront about it, people would maybe have said, like, you know, he didn't sign up for that when he found out. It's just like in the real world, if you go on a blind date with somebody and it's like, oh, you find out something that doesn't align with what you think, you're not going to go on a second date.
Right.
Yeah, I agree. Also, Fran said a really great thing about how well he handled it. I think that him thinking through it and being so honest to Christina, being like, listen, I am, like, you know, I'm a little shaken by the fact that you're a mother, but, like, I want to pursue this. I want to see if we clash on our own level, because it's not that it's a deal breaker for him, but it's just something that he hasn't thought about. He's nervous about it. Of course he's scared. Anybody would be. Like, I think that that's how anybody faced with this problem should react. Like, you don't have to write it off immediately. You can just be like, damn, I don't know. It might take some getting used to, but I'm not totally opposed. I think that that's like a mature way to look at it. I think ultimately though, he'll get rid of her. I think maybe we got a couple more weeks going on, because I think she's probably going to talk a lot about her kid. He's going to really have to think about it. Like, it's going to be all about that. So I think that that's her.
She's the big drama. She's going to be the big drama. She's the one crying on the stairs in the preview and the one hyperventilating to him.
For sure.
Like with somebody like Zach, who's like, I want to start a family, whatever. This might sound messed up, but in some cases, people might be like, I want my first kid to be like my own kid. You know what I mean?
People say that all the time. People say that, like, all the time, which I think is fucking crazy, but people say that all the time. Like, they just, because everybody wants it to like, oh, that's my child. But I think that it's more mature when people can accept kids from other relationships. I think that that's nice.
If you really love that person, of course.
Right. It shouldn't matter. But
And he doesn't even know her. So it's like, it's not like, oh, I love her so much and I will like take her daughter in as my own. It's like, I don't even, you're a stranger. We just met. So it's definitely a different situation, but he did give her a rose. It did go well. So that's basically all that went down with her. However, it does feel like there is going to be some drama with her. We'll get to that. Here's where things skipped. They must have filmed a full-blown group date that just did not make it to air. They cut right to the, like, you know, cocktail hour dinner hang situation where he really is just kissing everyone. He was having great conversations. Gabby was severely overthinking every interaction that she has with him. And she was like, I don't know if I should be funny or serious and then funny. And like, it's just totally overthinking it. I think Zach likes her, but she definitely was trying a little too hard. It's just, it seems like the show is getting to her a little bit. Like, when she didn't get the group date rose, she was so upset. But everybody, like, all these girls are doing a great job. They're killing it talking to Zach. Zach likes all of them. The only drama... Who got the group date rose there? Jess is
a good one.
She's my number one. I think she's going to win.
Yeah.
She's crushing it right now. Yeah. And
she's like a little ballerina.
I know.
She is really
cute. It's a funny description, but it's true.
It is. Like, it really is like that.
Just feel like she's going to put on her ballet slippers and just... go up on our toes and just like in her little bun and just glide around the mansion. She's got all that body glitter on.
Yeah, she loves that. She's a dance girl. Like, that's how you know she's a dance girl. She's wearing all that glitter. Like, I love
She loves that body glitter. Okay, so there was some drama, perhaps. Brianna's clearly struggling. I think she didn't like that. But she's like stressed about the fact that America gave her a rose, but Zach hasn't given her a rose. She's like,
she hates
like
that
me.
Rose. She hated America's rose. Hated that rose. Which I
she
actually get. Like,
hated America's rose.
She hates it.
Because she's like, it's not Zach's rose, it's America.
Fair.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a fair thing to say. Yeah. Or to think, like, to worry about.
Super fair.
Mm-hmm. And then I guess she was upset and she told Zach, you know, she felt uncomfortable the first night because of comments that were made to her. Now, I don't know if any more comments were made, but what we were shown was that she said that Christina Mandrell said to her, like, I hate you. Just kidding. And
the most innocent joke of all time.
So stupid.
It's like, I understand you don't know each other yet, but have some, like, it's just someone being like, oh, you lucky bitch. Like, they don't really mean, they're not really calling you a bitch. Yeah.
Son of a gun.
Dude.
They're just jealous.
Just a mountain out of a molehill. And she sat down, Christina, and was like, I felt really uncomfortable. And even Christina was like, I gotta be honest, I don't remember saying anything that might have been mean or that made you uncomfortable. But if I did, I'm sorry. Nice. Very mature. I actually really like Christina. I hope she goes far. I know she's probably drama down the road, but I really like her. And she was saying to Brianna, like, I'm sorry if you felt that way. It's not what I meant. And then Brianna sat Zach down and kind of tried to bait him into asking her about the drama. She was like, there's some stuff going on, but if you don't want to know about it. And he was like, do you want to tell me if it's a big enough deal? But if you've handled it, then you don't have to tell me. And she was like, oh, it's been handled, so I won't tell you. It was a nightmare. And there was no point to any of it.
Yeah. And she still told him. Like, she still basically told him.
Yeah.
Like, she was like, exactly. Oh, okay, yeah, you don't want to hear it. Well, yeah, someone did say, you like, hate you, just kidding. Like she
it just kind of reeked of, like, I'm not comfortable where I'm at right now, and I don't think I'm going to get a rose. But if I drum up some drama that makes it feel like I'm uncomfortable, maybe I'll get a rose. That's what it felt like, but I don't know.
Yeah. It felt like a last desperate act, which I don't even think that she needed. I think that they, like, her being bent out of shape about this America's Rose, I feel like everybody was like, wow, America's Rose. And he immediately was like, yes, my girl, Brianna. Like, I feel like there was never a time where he wasn't paying attention to her or was acting like he didn't like her at all. Like, they seemed to click. I think that she was always getting a rose. I didn't think that she needed to go through all this to do that.
No, I agree.
Maybe she'll calm down now. Like, maybe she'll chill out.
Yeah, but yeah. I don't think it didn't seem like it. They do the rose ceremony.
Yeah, I don't know. I liked her so much. Like, I liked her a lot. I was kind of I had her up there with Jess as far as like, oh yeah, they're going far, and maybe she still is, but she's her anxiety.
She's got to get out of her own. Yeah, she's got to get out of her own head. I feel like she, because of America's Rose. I feel like she went in with months to think about, like, having a target on her back and went into the house, like, thinking she has a target on her back, but all the girls are, like, not actually being mean, and now she doesn't know what to do. Like, it's like, I thought everyone was, like, going to be – and it's just – it's not turning out to be that way. But is it Zach during this cocktail party, I think he's kissed every single girl. I would love to know, but I really think it's every single girl.
At the end of the day, I guess that's how you're going to figure out if you've got chemistry with them.
Absolutely. And he's clearly doing it in a very respectful way that none of them are really that upset about it. It's not like they're – like, some of the girls are starting to be like, oh, I don't want to hear about the other girls kissing him or, like, saying all this stuff, because it really does feel like right now they're in a little bit of a kumbaya situation that's, I'm sure, is going to get broken up at some point. Like, they cheers to, like – building friendships, and I was like, okay, sure. So it feels like they're trying to keep that mindset right now, but the drama is coming for sure. He sent home Kimberly, Victoria, and what was the girl's name from the first date who did the split? And she's the dancer from New York. Starts with a C.
I do not know.
Cat.
Is it just Cat? Oh, okay.
Cat. I think I believe it's just Cat. Yeah, she was sent home too. We didn't really see much of Victoria. She's got like a million TikTok followers, but did not have a big showing on this program.
Yeah, that's weird. She's been posting a ton about how she was on, though, so I thought that we'd for sure see her for a while, but I guess
not. I think she maybe got about 20 seconds of screen time. So she's out, and then the preview was really all around what seems like drama coming from Christina. It seemed like the rest of the girls are starting to feel like she's talking down to them a little bit or maybe making them all feel some type of way, and it does look like Brianna might be the one to say something to Zach, which probably isn't going to go over well. And then there's a massive meltdown. So we'll see that all play out. Let's go to some questions from the YouTube, shall we?
Let's see what we got. People are saying they can't think of questions.
How about thoughts? They have any thoughts?
All right. Is Zach still boring, or is he growing on us?
He's growing.
I'm trying very hard to let him grow on me. I'm trying because
I still like him.
Seems like a nice guy, but
right.
I still like him. TV. It's just
reality TV star.
Yes.
No.
It's because he seems like, and it's all comes from a good place, because it seems like he has too good of a head on his shoulders. He can critically think and process, which doesn't make for good reality TV.
Oh, a real right. bore, Which, but it's true.
No, how dare they wonder, cast a critical thinker?
It makes me wonder why he's on the show in the first place. I'm curious to know if there's some sort of red flag about Zach that we have yet to uncover, because
his sisters love the show, he told us.
So and even he when he said that, because I saw that clip, whenever he said that, he was kind of like, oh, I don't really know much about The Bachelor. Like, so I'm kind of into the fact that he wasn't that into it, just kind of went on it, his friends, his sister. That seems genuine, and he seems normal. That's why I'm kind of like, there's got to be something off because you're The Bachelor. You know what I mean? Like, there's always,
I hope. Like,
how old is he? Do we know how old he is?
I hope. He's 26.
And nobody's dating him yet? Like, that's what I'm saying. Something is amiss.
No, I think he had a serious relationship, he told us.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, did he? For a long time?
Yeah.
I think so.
Damn.
Okay, what else we got, Rhea?
Is Brianna showing a lot of red flags?
Yeah.
I think her telling, I don't know about red flags, but I don't think it was necessary for her to tell Zach what Christina said at all. Zach in his head was probably like, that was definitely a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It definitely was a joke.
I agree.
Yeah, I think she's insecure a little bit.
Yeah. I think she's dealing with some insecurities, which is, you know, it's hard. And then, like I said, how many times can we say the term America's Rose? It's the pressure. I think there's too much pressure.
Yeah.
She's got to pass down America's the crown. Rose.
I hate the idea of it. I said that last week. But now with all this, we have to keep America's Rose going. It has to continue because of the crushing pressure it apparently puts on whoever gets it.
Yeah. And if they don't keep doing it on the show, I think that we should keep doing America's Rose no matter what.
Absolutely.
The pressure comes from us.
We decide.
We decide.
Yeah.
Okay. Any one more, Rhea?
Whose luggage does Trent want to pull the most right now?
Ooh, good one.
That's a good question. I mean, probably Brianna after all that. The other girls, everyone else is kind of normal as far as I can tell. They haven't had any sort of drama. So Brianna, that whole last like 10 minutes was crazy to me. I just didn't understand what's happening. So just kind of by default, Brianna, because nobody else is really doing anything too crazy.
Okay. I agree too. Let's cut some roses and give out some stems for this evening. Which one of you lovely, lovely people would like to go first?
You said Rhea, cut some roses and give some stems, which you liked.
Did. Oh, I did?
Yeah.
All right.
Goodness gracious. I like it, though.
Sorry, guys.
Eagles are in the Super Bowl.
Who would you like to give a rose to, and who would you like to step cut?
I would like to give a rose to Victoria F.
Come on, Maria.
She looks damn good. I can't. She looks so good, and she barely even spoke.
She said nothing. She just looked great.
She said nothing. So I'm going to give my rose to her. And I am going to cut Brianna telling Zach about that joke.
Yeah.
Maybe not Brianna as a whole, but just like her, the act
that
of telling.
That decision.
The act of telling Zach about that joke.
Yeah. Okay, Trent, you want to go next?
I'm still giving my rose to Victoria F. I don't care. I was dead set on it, and I wanted to because for this – she's just got the juice, man. I mean, I'm a Victoria F stan. These days, we've had a rocky relationship, Kelly and I in particular, with Victoria F. But every time I see her now, she's like it was only a couple of years ago, but it feels like a bygone era that was just, I don't know, there's something about her that when I see her, I feel a little bit starstruck even looking at my TV. So I'm going to give it to Victoria F. And then I'm going to cut the stem of, actually, Kat. And the reason why is because I think I could be wrong, but early in the episode, I felt like she was overreacting to little parts, like regular information, to try to become a Justin-like meme. I just felt like she was trying to play it up. Maybe that's just who she is. We don't know much about her.
A lot of facial expressions.
Tons.
I agree.
And, you know, we're not going to get to know her. But it felt like she was like, when they were telling her that it was a Tuesday. And it just felt like that was too much. So I'm going to cut Kat's stem.
Kelly?
That's a good one. I'm going to give my rose to Tajwan because she brought the most exciting moment of the night. She was a major bitch and I loved it. And it and she put those girls in their place. They all came creeping around the corner like scared little mice and was like, hey, are you trying to steal our boyfriend? And she was like, yeah, I am. What are you going to do about it? And I was like, yep. You're the best. So I love her for that. When I literally was writing in the group chat 5 minutes before that happened, how like, what a snooze. No one cares about her being on the show. Like, I can't believe how quick I flipped on that. And then stem cut. God, everything was so like vanilla to me the whole night. Like, I didn't even.
Everything was really. It was a. That much. That's a good way to describe it. Very vanilla episode.
Yeah, I just like nothing happened where I was like the whole season. Right, like I hope that it's not. Oh, you know what I hated? I hated the fact that Zach had to introduce Christina to his whole family. I hate when they do that early on. It always feels like an unfair advantage. And I feel like it puts Zach's family in a weird position. Like even when it's first date, it's like, that's his mom's fucking birthday party. And like, I know personally, my mom would love if I were to host a bachelor first date at her birthday party, because it would like make it all about her. But I can't imagine everybody's mom thinks the same way. Like, I think that it's, I don't know if that's a thing. And I just think that was weird. And it's always a little awkward. She's meeting the cousins. Like, nobody's in it. I don't know. It's
very reminiscent of when Maddie was there for Barb's vows.
So funny.
Exactly. And then also, that's and Warren, what's her face, did it with Ari, with like some family event with them too. And that was weird to me.
They've pulled that rabbit out of their hat many times before the show with sending them into the family early. I'm going to give my rose to Courtney. I feel like if we're going to go with all three, with all the ladies that came out on the date, I'll finish it up. I was surprised to see her. I did. Of all the women that could have been in that trio, those are by far the most random grouping you could have ever put together. And I was happy to see that she still hasn't forgotten about her bachelor roots. It's been a long time, but it's the same kind of thing. They could have wheeled her out on the wheelchair just like they did Sean Lowe. It's just been so long. At least a decade.
At least. And that's what I'm saying. They must have had to like pry her out of her
coffin. When was Ben Flajnik the bachelor?
Well, that's the thing, because I've been watching for 10 years and I don't know who that person is.
I was in college. I want to say like 2012.
It's 10 years ago.
Yeah. 2012. Right. Unbelievable.
2012.
Trent. I wish that you saw that season so bad. You would love it.
I'm jealous.
So
yeah, that was a good one. And then I'm going to cut the stem of just cutting a full date from an episode.
How bad could it be?
What's the point? Like, was it that boring? Was it that uneventful?
Did they say what was it was?
Was it a timing thing? No, they didn't say anything.
Listen, if we're cutting boring stuff, that episode could have been 12 minutes long.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, if we're condensing, let's skip till there's like 10 minutes.
No highlight reel. We didn't need to see all five girls awkwardly try to give him lap dance. We only needed to see that once. You know?
Right. That one went on longer. Yeah, I guess it was really uneventful. But I just would like some kind of explanation or heads up. I felt like I missed something. You know, at least show me a glimpse of like previously on this date, and then a little montage, and here we go.
I'm not sure. And then we move on. I'm not sure if this is true, but somebody wrote, and it's a girl, so I tend to believe the girls when they write in the chat, Ben Flajnik hooked up with Kris Jenner.
That is true. That is true. I think they went on a date.
I didn't know this recently.
No. Long time ago. I think they had like a wine, like maybe Kris wanted to do like a wine.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. Huh.
Shout out Renee for that one.
Was he on an episode of The Kardashians or something? Oh, yeah. Look at that. That's fucking hilarious. That's hilarious.
I'm pretty sure. This article is literally inside their date night.
December 2013. But I think it was like a running joke. It was like,
yeah,
they
it
were,
was probably just like, it was like that. Yeah.
Kris Jenner and Blanchett, they've been having fun with the press because there was a, I think they made like the cover of Us Weekly or something that it said they were hooking up, yeah. And then they kind of like joked about it. I think they had some kind of like mutual business wine. I don't know, something like that. But yeah, that's a very funny connection.
In on paper, Ben F was perfect. Like he owned a vineyard. He like was educated, like just a good guy, everything. And he stepped in and everybody was like, wow, we're so excited to see who he picks. And within 30 seconds, he picks like the walking sex on a stick and doesn't give anybody else the time of day. And we were like, he's just like everybody else. Like that's how it was.
Yeah.
And she was the winner from the beginning. Like, he didn't even look at anybody else.
Incredible. Wasn't even close. And she knew it too.
And she dominated
those women. Yeah.
Yeah. Like rude the whole time. Oh, it was
exactly. Awesome. Okay, guys. I think that wraps it up for tonight's episode. We're gonna see what goes down with Christina as far as drama goes. I think the girls are gonna try and expose her to Zach, so we'll see how that goes. But I think that wraps it up. And we'll be back next week.
All right, that wraps up today's episode of Chicks in the Office. We love you guys. Make sure you're tuning in to the live stream 3 p.m. today, Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern time. And then you can go back and watch. We'll leave it on our YouTube. So make sure you check it out there. Subscribe to our YouTube. We love you guys. And we'll talk to you on Friday.
Because I'm so open.